Dean Lester's with us to preview. How are you, Dean?
Good, thanks, Nards.
Well, we're back to Sandown today with the 8 races. How did you find the program?
I think there's some a few promising horses in a couple of the races, so actually looking forward to them, none more so than race 5. I think a couple of really nice horses going around there, but overall, not a bad meet, pretty much a midweek fare at this stage of year.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the markets with the Tabs' Trent Langscale. How are things, Trent?
They're going well, thank you, Nadia.
What's the betting interest been like on this program today?
Yeah, reasonable interest for, as Dino touched on, a midweek meeting there at Sandown. There's a few of the races where the punters have shown their hand so far. There are a couple where they're just waiting to see what happens throughout the day, but there's reasonable interest for this afternoon's meeting.
All right, well, let's have a look at it. Race number one, take out number one. How does the market look here?
We have the favourite here, Beauty Option, who's been between the $2.30 to $2.50 mark during this morning's betting and currently smack bang in the middle at $2.40. Asira, this is tightened during this morning from $4.40 to $4. You have Crown Dancer at $4.20, being pretty constant around that mark. Download at $7.50. Diamond Bliss has even come in for support at a price, $13 into $9.50. And Spencerado is the $13 outsider. Pretty compact the first, Nadia. Beauty Option, a $2.40 favourite. Bigger shortener, Asira, $4.40 into $4.
And Dean, Asira probably is going to be forward in the run, you'd think.
I think with the addition of Blinkers too, Nards, I think that's a good call. I think she's probably the one that goes forward, but maybe Diamond Bliss. And then you've got the two favourite runners drawn one and two, how they hold their spot to a degree there in the small field, which will end up pretty tactical. But, yeah, I think Asira probably maybe rolls forward and rolls down to the rail.
Well, nearly everything's given a chance here, so what angle have you taken?
I like Crown Dancer. I think if it's a bit of a dash home, she's got the best turn of foot. She actually ran the best 400 and 200 of the meeting in winning first up. Really like that performance, and I think she can build off that just a little bit. She's going to be hard to beat. Beauty Option's doing a great job. She came back in distance ever so slightly last start and won, and she's again back another 100 metres, but the form around is okay, and I certainly think she'll run well again. You mentioned Asira. She didn't get a lot of room when she needed it at Pakenham last start. I thought her run was satisfactory there, and I think the gear change is significant, and Diamond Bliss, who's lightly raced and showing a bit as well. So, yeah, as the market suggests, it's a good competitive race, but, I'm pretty firm in my opinion that Crown Dancer might be the best prospect in the race. 2 from 3, 6 and 4.
So 2 from 3, 6 and 4 in race number one. We head over to race two today, and having a look at the changes here, well, there aren't any. There are no scratchings. What's happened as far as the betting in the 1800 metre race, Trent?
For the second here, Nadia, the main interest centres in the top two in the betting with Genieville and also Suburbia. Genieville opened $3.80 on Monday, just this morning, just out marginally from 3 to 3.10, whereas Suburbia, who opened 4.60, there has been continued support this morning, 4 into 3.80, but they are separating from Raku Haro, who is a $5.50 third elect. The other gallopers in single figures are McCleary at 6, and for Pete's sake, who has drifted to 9.50, and then Bellissima, the best of the others, at 13. The top two, that's where the main betting activity has been. Genieville, $3.10 favourite. Suburbia, $3.80.
Looks to be okay speed here too, Dean. Solid tempo.
Yeah, they've got that lovely long run from the 1,800 metre start, Nard, so nearly 900 metres till they start to just a minor bend, really. So it's a lovely start. I thought Raquel Wero would probably be prominent for Pete's sake. It'd be interesting to see how they ride Suburbia. I thought maybe it was in a little bit close last start, but from the draws, probably not going to get that far away anyway. And Genieville from Barrier 1 with the blinkers first time might take up a more prominent role. But, yeah, you're right, there should be a reasonable speed for this grade anyway at 1800 metres.
What do you like?
Two main chances for me, Nards, in Suburbia and Jenny Beale. I don't think there's a lot between them. I thought Suburbia, as I said, was a few weeks between runs when got home and ran well to run third, and then maybe just a bit close in a muddling sort of race last start. I'd just like to see a slightly quieter ride. If that's achieved, can win. Jenny Beale was really closing off well at Ararat, and just a good formula with the Weir runners, that good closing effort, and then the blinkers going on, usually very effective. So I certainly think one of the two will win. I'll go 8 from 11. 11, six Raquel Wero, who will make its own luck up on the speed. Foot backed off the speed, probably just a bit much mid-race last start, but still ran well. And McClary's been around the mark in these races. He just can't break through, but again, he's going to be somewhere in the finish. But framing the thoughts around numbers 8 and 11. 8, 11, 6 and 3.
So we go 8 from 11, 6 and 3 in race 2. We now go over to the third. This is a race, Trent. The market's got quite a few chances.
There are a few, Nadia. I will mention, though, with Igniter and Lime Show, they were $3.20 equal favourites this morning once all the scratchings were confirmed for the meeting. But the punters have honed in on Igniter, who has tightened from $3.20 to $3 favourite. Lime Show, as a result, has eased from $3.20 to $3.50. Mr Quickie, reasonably solid at the $3.90 mark. You have Grey Khan at $4.80. The other galloper in single figures is Quaffany at $8. And then it's a big gap with $23 or better the rest for the remainder of the field there in the third. But there has been a move this morning towards Igniter, who has firmed from $3.20 into a $3 favourite. Lime Show, $3.20 to $3.50.
OK, so another race with quite a few chances and a few who have got an element of tactical speed, Dane.
Yeah, that's true, Nard. It's probably Grey Khan most likely to lead. I would say Lime Show would cross its stablemate, Mr Quickie, early and be prominent. Meteor Rising, coming off that win last time out, I think the claim will be prominent. And Igniter stepping up in trip, he'd probably land just behind those three or four in a fairly good spot.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the selections. We've got quite a few of them that are given a really strong chance by the markets. What do you like?
Yeah, the first point of call, I've probably gone the wrong way with. I thought the market would go the other way and sort of gravitate towards Lime Show, who I thought ran pretty well at Bendigo last start behind Fern, and has just had a good grounding to go to the 1800 and looks ready for it and drops 3.5 kilos. But Igniter's the one dropping in grade. He's run two starts back behind Ring a Ding Ding was good. His run in the Sandown Guineas was adequate. He was beaten just under 5 lengths. Just gets his head on the side a little bit, and I just wonder, you know, if he's really looking for 1800 metres. But I certainly respect the class drop that he faces today. So they're the two for me, six from three. One, Mr. Quickie, he's done a very good job because he's won three of his last four, and he did a good job overcoming difficulties at Morpheville Parks, getting across heels and then hitting the line. He's jumping sharply in distance, but can certainly measure up. And Quaffany's been a bit disappointing by the same standard, and last start just went too hard up on the pace. Maybe a quieter ride could see him improve. But yeah, interesting how the market's gone one way with Igniter. I'm going the other way with Lime Show. 6, 3, 1, and 2.
So we go 6 from 3, 1, and 2 from Dean. So Dean with Lime Show, who's currently at $3.50 with tab.com.au. We go to race 4. This is a 1,000 metre race, a 64 clear of scratchings, and another very open race here, Trent.
Extremely open here, Nadia. You have a $4.60 favourite and a $12 outsider. Good luck here with the fourth. Fallen Empire is the favourite and hasn't budged from the $4.60 mark this morning. El Magnificent has just tightened marginally from 5 to $4.80. La Pava, another one that has shortened from 7 to 6. La Maestra has gone the other way, 6 to 7. Then you have Manahai Mischief and Believing. They're both at $7.50. Mystico at $9.50. And the two in double figures are Siege Warfare at 11 and Riata 12. Really open, Nadia. Fallen Empire, a $4.60 favourite, but don't think Dino or anyone will persuade you out of a selection in the fourth.
Yeah, look, quite a few chances. Maybe the map helps us a bit, Dean. Is there any edge we can take out of this?
I'm sort of hoping so, Nards. I'm expecting El Magnificence probably uses Barrier 1 to advantage and leads the likes of La Pava, La Maestra, maybe Mystico, and that maybe sets up the race. But, the market is absolutely spot on here. You really don't want to ignore any of the nine runners. Nothing would surprise here.
Okay. So what have you put on top?
I'm going with El Magnificence because of, as you said, does the map give me advantage? Well, I think he gets the lead. He'll give a good kick. I'm forgiving of him down the straight last start. In saying that, I was disappointed. I thought he'd go a lot better than that, but his first up win at Sale was very good, and I'm going to go with him to beat 9 La Pava, who just didn't come up in the winter, whether it was that hard first up run on testing ground or whatever, but she didn't fire at her second run, but trialled well recently and I think can be competitive. Believing's not a regular winner by any means, but he's trialled up quite well and he'll be strong late. And Riata's the outsider of the field, but resumes here as a gelding, gets a cheap run from the draw, would be better at probably 1,200. but be no shock to see him run well here with the claim for Michael Poy, who's riding really well. But as I said, for the early quaddie, it'll be the field for me, Nards, 3, 9, 2, and 4.
So we go 3 from 9, 2 and 4. We then go over to race 5, and having a look at the market here over 1300, you can take out number 2. How does the market look in this race, Trent?
Well, the punters believe there's a bit more certainty in this race here, Nadia. Wind Up, one of the best supported on the card today. As much as $3.10 was on offer this morning and now into $2.80. Brutus Maximus is on the second line at $4.40, just ahead of Sir Callahad at $4.60. Those prices haven't changed too much during today's betting. You've got a couple of others in single figures. River Jewel just out of shade from $5.50 to $6. Also Elite Drake, $8 to $9. And then you've got My Divas, who's at $10. That's pretty much the lineup there for the fifth. The first leg of the quaddie, but Blinder well supported from as much as $3.10 into $2.80.
And where do you think the favourite will get to in the run from the draw, Dane?
I'm hoping he'll be fairly proactive, Nards. I think you've got nice speed. Even with the blinkers off, Sir Callahad, I think he'll be prominent. He's quite a bold-going horse. Elite Drake, Trigger Point, they've all drawn mid to inside. And then just the draws directly out or inside Blinder don't have a lot of speed, My Divas, Brutus Maximus. So I thought he could probably slot into a probably fourth or fifth position, not that far off the speed.
Do you like him?
I do. I think this is a pretty much a race in two with... both he and Brutus Maximus, both looking really promising horses. Blinder does have the current race fitness, though, and I think getting onto a bigger track in the extra 100 metres sees him turn the tables on Elite Drake. As I mentioned, Brutus Maximus, promising horse. His Perth form is strong. He hit the line well last start to win his maiden before a break, and now first run for the Hayes Debonair Yard looks to have trialled nicely. Elite Drake did a good job around the valley to beat Blinder. I don't know if he can do the same here, but he will be very competitive because this is a good grade of race for him. And number 6, Ice Girl, didn't mind a recent trial of hers just for the trifectas and first fours, maybe a bit of value for her to get into the money. But I think 8 will be very hard to beat, and 5 the main danger. 8, 5, 1, 6.
So we go 8 from 5, 1 and 6. Now over to the next event, race number 6. And we've got a few scratchings in this fillies and mares race. You can take out runners 3, 8, 9 and also 12 here, Trent.
Really close earlier this morning, Nadia, with Batani and Supre in regards to favouritism. There were just 10 cents separating the two, but Batani has firmed during this morning from $3.30 to $3, whereas Supre has just eased marginally from $3.40 to $3.50. Yara Izu just out of shade as well, $6 to $6.50. Prey de Croix at $7. You've also got French Girl at the $7 mark. And the last galloper in single figures is Uptown Lily at $9.50. Now the 50 cents separating Batani and Supre. Batani, the better supported, $3.30 into $3.
All right, so still a bit of movement there in the betting. How does the map look here, Dave?
Yeah, it's changed a bit with the scratchings, etc., Nards. I would say that Batani and Uptown Lily might be the two that take it up. Supre from barrier 2 with the blinkers first time will probably cross fame list from 1, and French Girl will be in the action early. But just an even speed, and I think the barriers 2, 3, 4 and 6 are probably the key elements of the speed.
Who do you like?
I'm going with Supra because I just think back a little bit in trip, blinkers first time, claim for Ethan Brown's probably a good enough combination to see this mare being hard to beat. Her three runs have all been very competitive this time in. Vitani did quite a good job to win at Cranbourne. I don't think that was the strongest of races, but she's never finished further back than fourth in her career, so she's very consistent and she'll run well again. Prey de Toi, two runs in, have been progressive. Whether she just now needs further would be my little query. And French Girl getting a good run next best off a win last start. But fairly even sort of mares race, Nards. 11, 6, 4 and 7.
11 from 6, 4, 7 in race 6. Race 7 is over 1,500. And in this race, you can take out runners 9 and 13. Trent, another very open race.
A tough one here, Nadia. But Rosada, the favourite, has tightened during this morning's betting from $5.50 to $4.60. There has also been a move for Frydensburg, who has come in from $6.50 to $5. Outside of that, Honourable Mention has been pretty solid at $5.50. That's similar for our Tequila at $6. Elder's Arm has been one that has got out during this morning's betting from $6 to $7.50. Then you're getting to the double figures where you've got Nothing Like a High and Sensation Alley, who are both at $11, and even El Questro at $12, giving some sort of a hope. Really open, the seventh. at least the top two in the betting, they have been firmers during this morning. Rosada, 550 into 460, and Frydensburg, 650 into 5.
How does the map look, Dean?
Nads, I'm thinking that Sensation Alley and Honourable Mention are probably the two with the most speed, but the likes of Eltazam, Frydensburg and Elquestro are all going to be fairly prominent. So there's probably a group of five there that are certainly going to have some part of the early speed.
Who do you have on top?
I'm tipping Frydensburg here, Nads. First up, that was a track that deteriorated through the day at Kilmore, and he just didn't handle it at all, and he was disappointing in essence there, but quickly bounced back with a good run last start, and I think third up has got a good chance to ride the speed and be very competitive. Brasada, be fairly confident to say that long term he's the best horse in this race. Gee, he still does a bit wrong, but like the way that when he did actually knuckle down for probably 8 or 10 strides at Cranbourne, he really put the race away quickly, and he looks a progressive enough horse to measure up to this. Nothing like a high. His form suggests better over further, but his first up form is very solid, and he can be competitive off a reasonable trial recently. And Elquestro has got a series of really good runs to her credit, just struggling to break through for that third win, but she's going to be around the mark again. But, yeah, quite an open race. 7, 5, 3 and 11.
So we go 7 from 5, 3 and 11 in race number 7. And then we turn our attention to the final event today, race 8, over 1,800. And this race, Trent, scratchings are runners 11 and 17.
Nadia, Credence has tightened during this morning's betting as the favourite, $4.20 into $3.80. Top of the range hasn't budged from $4.60. That's the same for Sever Heat at 6. One other galloper in single figures is Mr. Monaco at 8.50. And then Balcazar and Golden Authority are the best of the others at 10 and 12 respectively. But in the last of 8, hopefully not too much of a get out. The favourite has been a firmer. Credence, $4.20 into $3.80.
And there looks to be good speed here too, Dean.
I would say so, Nards. You've got... probably was like the Mighty J-Rod probably takes it up as much as anything. Golden Authority, Box of Chocolates, Credence is showing a lot more tactical speed this time in. So they're all going to be fairly prominent. And then whether a couple of others press across from out wide. But, yeah, ultimately the speed should be okay.
All right. What do you like in the last?
I thought he's been probably a little bit of a frustration top of the range. But I think the key here is there's two keys. Dry track, I think that's a key to him. And the other thing is drawn out. I just think he's a better horse outside of other horses. So even if he's three wide with cover and just can get to the outside and have one clear run at them, this is a great option for him, number three, top of the range. His run last start was good. To beat seven, Sather Heat, who's building his form. He's had the two runs in. I think he's ready to do something. 14, Credence, has come back really well. He probably should have won at Geelong. Did win at Cranbourne last start. And in that race, he beat Mr. Monaco, who was closing off well. They've both got good weight relief because they're stepping up in grade. I think they'll both measure up here. But, yeah, another competitive race, 3, 7, 14 and 16.
3, 7, 14 and 16. And what's your best rough equity and also your play of the day?
My best, Nards, is race 5, number 8, and that is a blinder. The best value around the each way, the last race, 8, number 3, top of the range. Quaddy, first leg, 1, 5, 8. Second leg, 4, 6, 11. Third leg, 3, 5, 6, 7 and 11. And the last leg, 1, 3, 7, 14 and 16. But my play of the day is the early quaddy. And I'm going to play first leg, 2 and 3. Second leg, 8 and 11. Third leg, 3 and 6. And the last leg, the field, $72 for a dollar.
Good on you, Dean. Good luck today.
Beauty. Thanks, Nards.
And Trent, before you go, what are the best back runners this afternoon?
Nadia, just give two in particular. We'll go to race 3 and number 3, Igniter, who is currently at the top of the market at $3 in that battle for favouritism with Lime Show. And then race 5, number 8, Blinder, who has been well supported during this morning, as much as $3.10 into now $2.50. So even though we've discussed three other races, Nadia, after the first leg of the quaddy, continued tighten for Blinder. Now $2.50 there in race 5. And just going off Dean Lester's thoughts for today's meeting, well, his best is Blinder in race 5, number 8. His value selection comes up in the last. That is number 3, top of the range. Currently $4.60 to win and $1.90 to place with Have Fixed Odds.
Okay, Trent, we'll talk later in the show. Thanks for that.
Will do. Thank you, Nadia.
Trent Langscale, Dean Lester with their preview of this afternoon's program of racing at Sandown. This is Winners and RSN 927. It's 4 to 11.